And welcome to Nerdy Last Week. I am your host, Short Nerdy Guy. I am sorry that work has been a little fucking crazy. So I came home late last Friday and I was so overheated and tired and sweaty and gross. So that was the reason why I didn't do a show. But I'm here now. If you hear a little bit of an echo, I'm doing it from the living room now because, again, it is hot as balls in California. I believe it's 110 outside. So wherever you are, I hope it's not as hot as, as it is here. So, yeah. There's too many things going on as well. But I forgot that the Mighty Nein versus Vox Machina Critical Role thing is on right now. AEW wrestling is on right now. It's ridiculous, guys. It's kind of ridiculous. So I'm gonna have to turn down that sound as well. Oh, we're starting with this already? Oh, okay, iPad. No, iPad. Here we go. Oh. Oh, cool. Okay, we're gonna turn that off. We're turn that off. I was trying to lower it, and it wouldn't lower. It just went completely up to. So we're gonna have money. We're gonna have the Critical Role thing on. All right, let's get to talking some news, peeps. Also, by the way, hope you're all doing well. Hope wherever you are right now that A, you're enjoying the nice weather, if you have nice weather. And when I say nice weather, not 110 degrees outside. But if you're, at home and, comfortable, that's great too. And, if you're not feeling well as well, I hope this will get your mind off of stuff. Anyways, I'm done rambling. There's a show on Netflix that I got hooked on. It's the Formula One racing Live or Die. It's like a document. It's like in the style of a documentary, but also at the same time, it's a like a reality type of thing as well. So it's really cool. I'm on season two. It dives into like three or four teams. And one team, I'm just like, I don't understand how the fuck you are this bad. But yeah, it's on Netflix. Go watch it. It's called Formula Live or Die Driving or something like that. Secondly, oh my God. Cyberpunk is just dropping the ball constantly. Number one, I know this is a little old, but there was a video that popped up on the internet 2 weeks ago where it just showed the developers like just a whole bunch of bugs that you would think would have been cleared out, fixed in the first kind of run-throughs. But no, it's So I saw the whole thing and it was, yeah, it was, ooh, oh boy. I think CD Projekt Red bit a little too much of what they could, of what they tried to do. Because if, after this past E3, I went back and saw the promos for, Cyberpunk when it was getting huge hype and the game looked fucking fantastic there, but we now know that that was just, that's what they were spending their time on. They were spending their time on making those things look fucking fantastic, but then not enough time on making the game actually fucking work. So, yeah. Second thing is that the patch, the other patch that just came out, it's fixing small things, but it's not fixing everything. And so, I mean, there's so much that's, I don't know. It just all of hope seems lost for Cyberpunk. Because yes, it's a good game on PC, and you got bugs in PC, but not a lot from what I hear. But the main part is on console. And it just sounds like it's just horrible on console, and it's not working out. And then they're saying that it's supposed to be on PS, returning to the PSN network on the 21st. That is in 5 days. So I don't think that's really happening. But it's just, yeah, it's not looking good. Not looking good. The Supergirl costume for the Flash movie was revealed today, and it looks pretty dope, actually. It's got that Zack Snyder Superman S, but it's not all blue. So it's a little bit of red up in the neck and shoulder area, and then it's blue, and it's got the Zack Snyder Superman emblem on it. It looks really good, as does the new Flash chest piece. It looks more fluid. It looks more technological. It looks pretty cool. Yeah, I can't. And then they have we've seen Michael Keaton's chest plate, where it's got little, air quotes, bean juice, which it's homaging to the comic book. But yeah, it's looking good. It's looking good for the Flash movie. So, the Black Series has come out with a vintage card, like 20th anniversary vintage card. Han Solo, Guado, not Guado. Yeah, is it Guado? No. It's Han Solo's dude that shot first. Bad guy, other smuggler, Han Solo himself, and Luke Skywalker. And then let's see here, what else? Those are out now. Those are out for pre-orders right now. So you should go, if you are looking for those, go check those out. Geek Week was last week before actual E3. They showed a lot. They showed the He-Man trailer. They showed that for Cowboy Bebop, the original person that scored the music for the anime is coming to the live action show. They say that this series is supposed to be coming in fall of this year, and that there's going to be two seasons so far. First season's going to cover, I believe, 1 through 10, and then they're trying to do how many ever seasons, because originally there was only a certain amount of episodes that aired here, or it's that this article said that there was a certain amount of episodes that only aired here. It was, I believe it was on comicbook.com. Let's check it out. But it was saying that there was only a couple episodes aired, first off, and then in 2000, all 27 episodes were put on for America. But let's see here. Oh, and also, going back to the Black Series stuff, there's an exclusive Black Series series figure drop today. It is, and who I believe it's Commander Cody. No, Rex. It's Commander Rex, and like from Bad Batch, he's got a cloak on and everything, and he's trying to hide himself. And then we have a Black Series of where is it? A clone Captain Rex figure. No, it is Crosshairs. They did him made Crosshairs look like he would be in the real, like real Star Wars universe type of thing. So, because you can remove his helmet, and so he's got more of a realistic looking face than the cartoon face. So there you go. You got Rex and Crosshairs. You can it is on pre-order right now. But let's go back to let's see here. Let's go back. Yeah, okay, it's in comicbook.com and they've saying that yeah, it originally only aired a couple of episodes back in Japan, but then in 2000 it aired all 27. And so that's what they're trying to do with this. So now they're trying to do one through 10 for a lot at the first season live action show, and then so on, you know, then they'll go from 10 to, you know, so on for the second season. So we'll have to wait and see how that actually turns out because there's no real trailer announcement and there's no real set date for the season to come out. So let's see here. I'm just blowing up everywhere. Let's see. Oh, and then also there was two Richard trailers, like small trailers that were like really fast scenes. Those were cool. Space Jam is coming out. They're talking about their merch drop is going to be coming out in July, along with the album that will be coming out in July. There's talks of a Demon Slayer season two because it got so popular and everyone is starting to read the manga more that they're talking about making a second season. Let's see here. What else? What else? What else? Do, do. There was a Titans trailer that came out. It's the first. Yeah, the season's premiering August 21st, and everyone was losing their mind because of Red Hood. Like the two times Red Hood was showing up, which he looks really good. Yeah. And then I believe that is let's see here. Yeah. That will be it for oh. One more thing. How do I want to put this? So obviously we all know that the dumbass who decided to add a couple things when they were interviewing the creator for Harley Quinn about how superheroes don't go down because they're good guys. Listen, there was an easier way to there was an easier way to do that, to answer that question. You could have just been like, yeah, of course, and then moved on. No, you had to somehow not answer a question about a show that they were talking about, but then completely go on the opposite side and be like, but no, Batman doesn't go on cat go down on Catwoman because he's a good guy and he's a superhero, and superheroes don't do that. And it's like, you idiot, why would you do that? Why would you even say that in an interview? You're dumb. That's really dumb. Of course, let's not, can we not forget, a lot of superhero movies had, including Dark Knight Returns, where, Mr. Bruce Wayne had a little bit of relationships with, Talia al Ghul. Now, they didn't show it. But they insinuated that they had sex and they were laying by the fire. So, I mean, and there's just a whole bunch of other movies where it insinuates that the superhero and the love interest had sex. So I don't understand why he said that. Then, you know, everyone, a lot of dope ass artists took to the internet and drew some great fucking art. And one person did draw Batman going down on Catwoman, and then Zack Snyder was like, canon. And there were some other artists that drew this not the same position, but it's the same scenario, and you've done it now, Warner Brothers. So, I mean, idiots. Idiots, Warner Brothers. Warner Brothers is idiots. That's all I'm going to say. So, all right. That will be it. I thank you for listening. I hope you have a great rest of your weekend. Be safe. Don't forget, if you were vaccinated, go out and enjoy yourself, but be safe. Don't forget to love each other and have a great weekend. Thanks for listening.